Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good afternoon, my friends. We have got a problem here in Indiana, and I'm not exactly sure what the heck caused it, but I haven't had internet all day long, and because of that, I haven't been able to get my chat room going or my studio going, so I've got what I have done with my show so far. I have done a lot of work on my first hour of my show, I got my second hour done too, but there's a lot of things going on right now that we have to take care of, watch out what's going on. A lot of it's happening in Missouri. A lot of it's happening in Texas. Some of it's happening here in Indianapolis, around Indianapolis and Indiana. We have the purge that's supposedly going on down in Missouri, I guess Kentucky in that area. Got some of that stuff kind of happening here in Indianapolis. It's all a bunch of bull. It's a bunch of liberal talk. Pretty much the same thing as Al Sharpton, and I call him Sharpton because he acts like a shark when it comes to seeing red meat out there. He'll go out and make a fool of himself and talk about how racist everything is when he's the racist. He's the one who's completely racist about everything that's happening in this nation, and he's a racist Bader, which is what, you know, I found that on some website I was on this morning. I called him Race Bader Extraordinaire, which is exactly what the man is. But I don't have internet today, so I don't have a chat room, and I really am not going to be able to do much of a show. I just wanted to come in and let you guys know why I'm not going to be here today, why things are going to have to be moved off to next week. There are a few things that I do have to talk about before I go offline here. This whole thing about the indictment on Governor Rick Perry, who has now been indicted for abuse of power down in Texas, and the things that this is pure liberal bullcrap, essentially. There's nothing more about it than that. He has done nothing that is not allowed to him and every other governor of Texas through the Texas Constitution, and he essentially was just calling for the resignation of the lady who has pulled this lawsuit on him and this indictment on him. She had a drunk driving conviction, no less, last year, and he is calling for her resignation. And if she didn't resign, he threatened to withhold funding for her department. And that's where this whole thing had come in. And Rick Perry has every right to do this, although I'm afraid with the way this nation is, we may end up seeing something happen on this and not being good for our side. The liberals, for some reason in this nation, just constantly have to work to bring down anybody they feel is a detriment to what they want in this nation. Remember Sarah Palin? They succeeded so well in destroying her name and her good intentions for this nation that many on our side were against her. And they're working the same kind of mojo voodoo magic on Rick Perry. And if they succeed in getting rid of Rick Perry, next one will be either Ted Cruz or Mike Lee or any one of these other standout conservatives that are standing up for the American people and for the things that the liberal government in this nation is going against, you know, when it comes to the Constitution and what they are legally able to do. Obama has done so many things to this nation that were illegal and against the Constitution since before he became president that he should be in prison somewhere. Yet he's still holding office, and all they got is one little thing on Rick Perry that, yeah, he did this, but he was under his constitutional rights to do so, and they're trying to oust him from office and get him out of office over this whole thing. And if they succeed, folks, this country is in real trouble. But we have that, and then the stuff going on down in Missouri, and I had a lot of stuff that I wanted to talk about today that came from Kathy Hinners, who does my intro for my show on both first and second hours of this show, and her blog called Daily Roll Call, which was the same name as the show that she had here, and I hope it returns someday soon. But she always has some good stuff to think about and look about. You know, it's on http://dailyrollcall, as one word, dailyrollcall.com. She had a really good article on the Muslims and what's going on down in Kentucky, where she's at. And these are things that we all need to know what is going on, and we all need to find out what the liberal left has planned for us and what the liberal left and essentially nobody wants to say these things, but we need to find out what the communists in our government are planning and what they are doing with Obama at the top of this communism plot. And we need to get rid of them post-haste as quickly as possible. We need to start wising up and stop re-electing these people like Lamar Alexander in Tennessee. He got re-elected. I do not understand the thinking of the people when they do stuff like this. They constantly complain, the people now, they constantly complain about how bad things are getting here in the United States and how things need to change, yet they keep re-electing the same people who are causing what's going on. I don't understand. I know that Duke is out in Delaware right now working on a campaign to get some more conservatives elected to office. This whole idea that conservatives can't get elected and that the only ones that can get elected are liberal Democrats or liberal Republicans is a bunch of bull. But it also comes down to the fact that the people have to start waking up and realizing that they're electing the people who are keeping this all this mess going, and they're electing the people who are pushing this country down the toilet. And it isn't going to take many more elections to make that happen. We're turning into a third world country already, and this just is not boding good for this nation. And that's essentially what I had to say before I went online. This is, we need to watch what is going on. We need to be able to do what we have to do to reelect the right people to office and get the ones out of office like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and Lamar Alexander and all these idiots who will vote for things that this country cannot afford, to get rid of Obamacare, and anyone who will not vote that piece of crap out of law needs to be replaced as soon as possible, because this country cannot continue to sustain the hit financially that it has been sustaining. And mark my words, if we continue to vote the way we have been, this country will continue to have to try and sustain these hits, because they're going to come faster and with more ferocity and more danger to America's freedoms than they have in the past. It's a really good indication of what is going on and how bad the situation is getting. I'm not scaremongering here, folks, but this is the truth. This is what we have to do. We have to unelect all the people who will not follow the laws of this country. We have to get rid of everyone who decides to make up laws in this country. And we also have to figure out a way to get rid of these darn federal judges and circuit judges who are making law from the bench. That is not their job. That is not what they're supposed to be doing, and they are doing it. And that is one of the things that is destroying this nation. By changing the rule of law, by changing what is going on, by changing what we know as right and making what we know as wrong, is what is wrong with this nation. Now we have people who, no matter what has happened in this over the past 7 years, 6 years, we have people who are now trying to tell us that what Obama is doing is right and what Obama is doing is needed to save this country. And everything that he has done has led us down the road of ruin, and we need to stop him and everyone else who feels like he does and return this country to the greatness that she was when Ronald Reagan was president, when we were fighting World War II against several enemies and won the whole thing. We need to be able to be the powerhouse of the nation so we can stop being laughed at by the enemies who are coming, if they're not already here, folks. We need to save America. This is Robert Garding signing off for today because, like I said, I don't have internet. I'm sorry about not being able to do the whole show today because I had a really good show planned. I had a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about, but at the rate things are going, I'm going to have a lot of stuff to talk about next week, and I know I'll have my internet back by then. So sorry about not having the chat room. Sorry about not having much of a show today. But crap happens, and it seems like crap is happening more often now that Obama's in office. Time to get rid of people like them, don't you think? This is Robert Garding with this shortened edition of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through conservativenationmedia.com. And if you want to go to our shows that we have during the week, we have used to have shows every night of the week. We don't right at the moment, but we're building on that. We're trying to get more shows. We're trying to get more people, but we've got Bing Fisher and with his show on Mondays. We have Dave Vance with his show Inside Tennessee on Tuesdays. We have Duke Brooks on Wednesdays with Real Radio Free America. We have the Liberty and Constitution community on Thursdays with Matthew Opalisky, and then me on Saturdays. And on Sundays, we have the Old Soldier of Patriotism, which is now American. Well, it's not American by design. That's on Mondays. But the Old Soldier of Patriotism with the Mike Berryman Show. That's on Sundays and tomorrow night. And next week, I will be back. I promise you. Even if I have to go somewhere else to get things done. But I will be back, and God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Sorry about not having a show this week, but I will be back next week. So God bless you all, and see you later. Bye.